From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president will visit Hiroshima. In a moment 7 decades in the making, President Barack Obama this month will become the first sitting American president to visit Hiroshima, where the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb, decimated a city, and shot the world into the atomic age. The U.S. president will visit the site with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe during a previously scheduled trip to Japan, that according to a White House announcement. The Japanese Prime Minister said, "We offer our heartfelt welcome to President Obama's decision to visit Hiroshima. Many people of the city regretfully fell victim to the atomic bomb that was dropped 70 years ago. I wish for this visit to be an opportunity for Japan and the U.S. to remember all of the victims together." White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the president intends to highlight his continued commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons. However, the White House made very clear that the White House will not apologize. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea. China responded with anger Tuesday morning, with the Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang telling a daily news briefing the ship entered Chinese waters illegally and that the move threatened peace and stability in the region. This is VOA News.